I see going on, actually they're the same thing, but they manifest as two different things, is a lot of change coming up in your life. I see career change, and I see, like, changes within the family, whatever that family structure looks to be to you. I see people leaving, I see people coming in. Leaving, not in terms of this dying, but leaving, like going out of your life and more people coming in. I'm also seeing that there is, like right now where you're at, I'm seeing a kind of pressure pushing. It's pushing you up, but the picture I get is that you're hitting your head. Your head is up against, you can't see what it is because your head's up against it, but I can see it. And it's actually the dividing line between the current stage you're in and the one you're moving into. So you're that close to crossing over that line to being in the next stage, which is what is manifesting. And so for you, I'm seeing that head pushing up against it, and it feels like something is pushing you up. And it's just like a lot of pressure on your head. Are you aware of that at all physically? Are you feeling like you have a heavy head or a weight on your head or headaches recently? Or no? And so if you might not be aware of it at all. That's just the picture I get, is that pushing you up. And the reason I see the pushing is you are so close to just crossing over that line. And I see some resistance there. Mostly the resistance is coming because it's an unknown. There's a desire to keep that which is familiar, but I see you changing a lot of what's familiar over the next 10 years, and really particularly most of it in the next 2 to 3 years. That which was familiar is no longer serves you in present time, and a lot of new stuff comes in that really fits for you in present time, is what I'm saying. Okay, did you have a specific question, or is there something in particular you would like me to look at?
Was I anyone in a past life?
Were you in one what?
Was I anyone?
Oh, anyone in a past, well.
I had a past life.
Oh, sure you have past lives. Is there a particular? Okay, so we'll just pick one, okay? Well, what I'll do is look, and then what'll come up is the one that's most relevant. What I do is look at a past life, tell you the details or some things about it, like who you were, the time period, what you were doing. And then most importantly, what I do is relate it to present time, like why that past life is relevant for you. So let me look at that. First, I want to say that you have not always incarned on this plane. You incarned on this plane for a long time, and then you stopped. And there's quite a big break where you incarned elsewhere in other realms, and then you started incarning in this lifetime again. And this is probably, it looks to be either your third, it's your third lifetime reincarning here since that break where you incarned elsewhere. So now we're going to look at one of those past lives, and we're going to look at one of the last, it's the two before this one. Okay, and this is like watching a Western movie, it's a hoot. There's a stagecoach, and you're on the stagecoach, and the horses are running really fast, and there's the wheels are turning, and the stagecoach master is cracking the whip, and there's people in the stagecoach, and there's, I think they're robbers, although I'm not sure at this point, but there's men on horseback coming up very fast, chasing the stagecoach. And I see inside the stagecoach a man, a woman, and a male child to be about 12 years old. Let's see which one of these is you. It's the male child who is 12 years old. In this particular lifetime, okay, you were bred you were born into a very wealthy family, and the way that you were, for that time period, and the way that you were raised was with a lot of classism. There was a big separation between your family and the rest of the community. You lived in the outskirts, and you were very sheltered from having relationships with other school children. In fact, I see that you were mostly tutored privately. Your parents on you. You're an extremely intelligent child, very bright. In terms of book learning, you were able to take in a great deal, much more so than your young age. And this was another reason that you were tutored, because the school system was too slow for you. The other thing I see about you here in this lifetime is there is that 10, 12-year-old kind of boyish mischief in there, and a little trickster and like to play tricks. However, your parents were extremely stern, and this was not at all tolerated. So you did it in secrecy, and you did a good job, because you did a lot, and you didn't get caught but once, and you never got caught again, but it continued. And it's really a good thing, because this is where you found your humor. This is where you found lightness in your life. This is a very oppressive kind of lifestyle for a young boy, because you were so sheltered, and it was all about the intellect. There was not a lot. The only type of spiritual or religious input was one of the punishing, like if you don't do this, God's going to punish you type religion. So that was a huge influence in your life then, and it created a lot of fear, actually. I see there was a point where you thought you would actually die and go to hell because of these little trickster things you did. They never really hurt anybody. They were really the fun kind of practical jokes, not harmful. But because there was so much influence about being bad and that God will punish you, that you started to believe that you were going to die very young and go to hell as a result of doing these little tricks. And also because you laughed at them. You had humor about them. And that was very much frowned upon by your father and grandfather, your grandfather as well. So I do see you growing up and moving away and creating your own life in that lifetime, and you remained wealthy. I see you being 28 years old. I see you having a relationship with a woman, and I see children, 3. And you do pass fairly young in that lifetime, about 45 years old. 3 children and a wife and a very successful business. Had to do with, I see a lot of numbers and money, like accounting, bookkeeping. So in this lifetime, how I see this relates the stagecoach thing was about, except that you thought you were sitting there very serious and you looked really scared, but inside you were just having a ball. It was like, this is the most exciting thing that has ever happened in my entire life, but you dare not let your dad see that. So it was that you really hit it well. So in this lifetime, I see 2 big influences. One is the expression of emotion outwardly, that you tend to feel one thing but present another. And that there's an uncomfortableness with really letting people know and see through your expression, and both verbally and facial, how you really feel. And this is something that you brought with you from that lifetime, so you could work that energy to really have, there's a desire on your part to be able to be in the stagecoach and feel excited and look and act excited and be validated for that, for having joy, for having whatever, and not be suppressed about it and have that oppression. So it seems like a small thing in a way, but it's not. It's very big for someone who had a lifetime, and I see you had several. I see a military lifetime, more of that suppression and oppression about where you actually allow yourself to express outwardly what you feel inside. And another lifetime where a grandfather raised you, and it was, you know, there's many times where you were in situations where you were taught to oppress and suppress. So in this lifetime, it's about being able to feel something, express it, and really have it, and be comfortable with that. And not only be comfortable, but have other people, like I see you kind of studying how people react when you do that. And it's because it serves as a validation for you that when you are authentic in your expression, it doesn't really matter if you're angry, happy, sad, excited, tearful, whatever. What matters is that you're genuine, and that's the energy you're working, and that's the energy, that's what you're learning about. And that's part of it. The other part had to do, I want to look a little bit deeper at the spiritual and religious aspect, because when I was looking at that about being fearful that you're going to die and go to hell because you did these bad things, I see here many lifetimes of religious programming like that, one in which you were a monk, and another one in which you were not the Pope, but you were higher than a priest. You were, I don't know if it's a bishop or archbishop, but you were very high in the church, but not the Pope. I'm getting archbishop. A lot in that lifetime, there is so much religious programming from that lifetime. And in fact, in that lifetime, it looks like that is one of the lifetimes in which you began to, even as archbishop in the Catholic Church, that you began to question the religious programming, that certain things would happen with your parishioners, and when you would experience or share an experience with them, you would be saying what you were programmed to say, but inside you started thinking and feeling that this did not match, that especially about the punishing. Oh, I see how this ties into when you were a boy too. In other words, you're saying something to them that's religious programming that you supposedly believe as Archbishop of the Catholic Church, but as a person you started to realize and question that what you're coming out of your mouth is not what you really believe. Like maybe where you wanted to console and validate, instead you were brimstone and fire kind of stuff. So this lifetime also works into this lifetime, and I see you really questioning a lot about your spirituality. Not so much religion per se, but religion in the aspect of the overall, how it fits into spirituality. And I see like religion being this whole ball and everything, and there's religion, and spirituality is all around it, and your interest is in what's out here, although you're looking into that ball at how all of this religious stuff does connect to the spirituality. So there is that wanting again of an integration of religion and spirituality, and also a real separation of what is your truth and what is what you thought was your truth but turns out is actually religious programming as a result of past lives or present lifetime parents, culture, society type. And I see so many question marks out here. It's almost like looking like a cartoon in terms of energy coming in, that there's so many questions and then there's so many answers that you can't possibly get it all at once. But I also see coming into play that intelligence you had in that lifetime as a 10-year-old boy, whereas now there's the desire, I see that intelligence, and I see the desire to have it balanced with the spiritual, and how you use that intelligence to balance with the spiritual world so that it feels complete instead of like this or like this or even like this. Truth, you put it aside, somebody else's truth. truth. If it is your truth, then you can look at it deeper or own it for yourself. And that's how you find what your truth is. Being open, being willing, being experimental, and finding like-minded people that you can have discussions with and who are going through the same process, or some who are maybe a step further on their path, some who are a step behind where you're at, and really create that kind of support and openness. This also serves, I see, to help with that other energy you want to work, where what you feel matches what you express. That having those kinds of discussions with like-minded people really supports you in being who you really are, and not who sometimes you think you need to be okay. And that's really, I don't see much of that in this lifetime. That's really a past life. From that past life is very strong. It's also only not your last past life, but the one before that. So it's not been that long ago. And that's the energy you're bringing in to work. Is there anything else you wanted me to look at? Or a question?
No, I think you've been very helpful. You've been a lot to think about. I think
great. I'll just see if there's anything else. The other thing I get is in terms of not doing something out there, but in the self, and it's validating yourself for who you are, validating yourself for being willing, and really recognizing the value that you have as a being here on this planet. I really see you growing a lot in the next 2 to 5 years, and that barrier when you cross over, there's a lot of shifts. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you. And it's both exciting, and there's physical changes in the body that happen as a result of this vibrational shift, and it's a lot of vibrational changes, and there are many, many people going through this in the next 5 to 7 years. About that, I will just say to you that you'll learn more about it. And the more you learn about it, the more comfortable you'll be, and the more you'll really come to understand what's going on and be open, accepting of it.